Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to move fast and try to jam some of the callers onto the show. Been holding the longest. John and Dirk and Paul and others. And then we've got a great guest coming up here in a few minutes. And more news on the free trade area of the Americas in deep trouble, thank God. Also good news on the Congress moving to try to block land grabbing by the counties and cities. And just a lot more coming up in this third and final hour today. Thank you for riding along with us, riding shotgun with us. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Tennessee. John, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Four quick points and then a question. On the guy that called in about the draft, the main thing he needs to stay away from is any federal grants like Pell Grants or anything for that. They might stick it to him then, but as long as he stays away from that, he should be okay. This week there was a show on PBS called Global Prescription for Health, sponsored by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Did you happen to see that?
Telling us how loving the vaccines are?
Oh, yeah. And you know, it started off really... Really, something anybody could agree with, like, you know, clean water for Africa. And then as it went on and on, it got more and more diabolical. They, you know, talked about what they're doing on giving vitamin A to all the kids in particular country, which is a nice thing. But it was such a control thing where they brought everybody together for a big celebration and for everyone to take the red pill. And then when they got to the very end, they were talking about, oh, the World Health Organization doesn't have enough money. We don't have enough vaccine. And so what they're going to do, since they don't have enough vaccine, is they're setting up these international surveillance teams. They're going to be checking hospital records, and if they say that you're sick with the bird flu, that they say is inevitable, it's going to happen, that the surveillance team will put you in isolation and then go back to your village and find out.
Yeah, we've got to have global tyranny, and we've got special injections for you, and after you take your injection, you get real sick, and... This is all part of world population reduction and control.
Exactly.
And it's all done under the guise of helping them.
Right. It was just a propaganda piece. The second thing I saw...
I would imagine it also pushed for global taxation, didn't it?
I only saw the last night. There were two other nights, and I missed the first two nights, so I don't know.
I mean, I just know what that foundation pushes for. Yeah, Ted Turner constantly talks about how he wants to kill 85% of us and how the third world's overpopulated and force reduction of useless feeders is good. I mean, he used that Hitler term. But then out of the other side of his mouth, I love the African children. I've got a shot for you. Oh, it's the same thing with the Gates Foundation.
Right.
It is so evil.
Right. The second thing I noticed was on Saturday's Tennessee is on the Tennessee, and this was also carried in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution and others back that time under Cox News Agency, talking about Frist pushing for the BARDA. I saw an article about this on Prison Planet also. This agency, and they're asking for it to be completely exempt from Freedom of Information Act, and it's also in the law to be complete liability shielding for the vaccine.
Yeah, no. Total police state control, total liability protection, total martial law. Look, Ron Paul on this broadcast has said that this whole bird flu thing is a smokescreen for gun confiscation and enslavement. That's all it is.
So we've got to really fight BARDA. It seems to be kind of early in the stages right now, and it might be stoppable, just like a few of these other laws have been stopped. It just sounds horrible.
Well, look, it's already passed the Senate for drug liability and vaccine liability protection.
Yeah, but BARDA, this agency, just can't...
I understand.
Yeah.
What they do is they also need the agency to administrate the extermination.
Right.
Meanwhile, Bush wants almost $7 billion for the martial law. He's openly getting funded for the martial law right in front of us. They're even getting the funding for the martial law.
Right. I guess the thing that's so scary about the BARDA is the FOIA exemption.
We're out of time. In fact, you're a great caller, but now the other two callers have got to hold a little bit longer. We've got our next guest coming up. So we've got to go ahead and take that break. We'll be right back. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com. We'll tell you about the bankers and how they took over America when we get back with the editor of NewsWithViews.com. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to be taking your phone calls in this hour, in the 52 minutes that we've got left. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. We'll get to Dirk and Paul and others that have been holding for quite a while. 1-800-259-9231. A lot of bad stuff is happening, but also a lot of good things are happening. The Congress moving to basically ban these cities and counties from using federal money to steal private property. Because the feds have been the main funder of that for decades. This is really backfiring on them. We also have the Free Trade Area of the Americas in deep trouble. I mean, collapsing right now. Still they've got the areas of the system that they were able to put into force are still operating. And the Agenda 21 and the whole globalization is still there. But a major stepping stone in the completion of their world government went down in flames. Down in South America and Central America this weekend. And it's all run by the same people, these international banks. The banks literally print money out of nothing. They control the private printing presses of the countries. And for every dollar that they have in the bank, they can create $10 in debt. It's only zeros and ones. There's less than 3% actual paper cash money, only 3% actual cash for the supposed deposits that are in the bank. It's zeros and ones. And you'll break your back. You'll work your fingers to the bone You'll work three jobs trying to get out of debt and raise a family. And meanwhile, these international banks literally just create zeros and ones because they were able to pay off the governments and get control of the banking system. You know, banking in the past was just loaning somebody money. Now it's controlling governments. And that's why Alan Greenspan has so much power compared to the president, because he's the regional governor of the regional Federal Reserve. Really interesting fellow we've got on with us for the balance of the broadcast, and I'm honored to have him. I interviewed him about 4 years ago because he republished a book that had been out of print for 100 years, and I had a chance to read it. I mean, it's like prophecy, because the gentleman studying it understood what the bankers were doing and what they were trying to get done, and he talked about what they would do if they were able to do it and if they won the coming battle and what they would set up. And unfortunately, it's all come true like clockwork, so it's a very important book to read, and I've decided to carry it. We're expanding radically what we carry in the InfoWars.com video and bookstore. And it is available. It is The Coming Battle, back in print the last 4 years. And it is 360-something pages long, a very easy read, and it exposes the dastardly plans of these international bankers who did seize control of our country, and everything the book predicted has come true. The Coming Battle, with the foreword written by Paul Walter and Lorraine Walter, and the true history of our national debt, available right now up on InfoWars.com. And you can also call the toll-free number and get it, or write to us and get it. And, of course, Mr. Walter also is the editor over at the great website NewsWithViews.com that we routinely link to, and we routinely interview some of the columnists over there with his fine publication. Good to have you on with us, Paul.
Thank you very much, Alex. That's great to talk to you again. I haven't been on your show since about 98, so it was almost 8 years ago.
Wow, you know, I forget. I mean,
time flies.
It just seemed like 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
So we're talking about 7 years ago.
Yes.
That's right. I interviewed you when I was on KJFK, I think.
Yes, this is, you know, during the time that we were worried about the Y2K and all this. This is the time that you interviewed me. I don't know exactly what year, but it was around 97, 98.
That blows me away. time is flying. Paul, obviously what we do has grown, both on your end and my end, since 1999 or so, when you republish The Coming Battle. Now it's in paperback, so it's less expensive. It's a big hardback, but the paperback's quite handsome. Tell us about The Coming Battle and what the book covers, and let's go over some of this lost history.
Okay. Well, about, I would say, 95, 96, someone gave me a copy, an original copy of the book that was published in 1899, written by a man that was born before the Civil War. And he said, Paul, you got to read this. You wouldn't believe what this book contains. So I got a hold of that, took it home, read it. It took me about a week. I couldn't believe what I was reading, because what the book contained is a complete blueprint for destruction of America. In other words, this New World Order isn't new. And the reason this old book, The Coming Battle, is so important, because it talks about the coming battle that's about to come. And what the coming battle really means is that the time, as Mr. Walbert says, is coming in America to where the banksters, as he calls them, where the money power will be on one side, the people on the other, and they will deprive the people of the very country that the founding fathers conquered. In other words, they're going to enslave you through the corporations. It talks about how partnering the corporations, in other words, it's an iron triangle, so to speak, the corporations partnering with government and the money power, where the three working hand in hand together are going to enslave you. And you can see that happening today. The Coming Battle talks about how back in 1860s, I believe it was, I don't have the exact year in my head, how Napoleon III tried to unite Europe under a common currency. Well, they succeeded this time with the European Union. But, you know, the coming, what's neat about the coming battle is it takes you back like a time machine through the history throughout the 1800s of how this whole thing started. And you can understand the events today a little easier when you read the Coming Battle book. That's why.
The Rothschilds put over their palaces in France and in England that,
yes,
you know, I control the money. I don't care who the politicians are. So it's simple, folks. Understand, they don't, quote, make money. They literally manufacture it. Their business is simply printing the money and buying the world up with it. I mean, imagine if you personally had a printing press and everyone would accept it. Pretty soon you'd take over. And they're as federal as Federal Express or as, you know, federal storage. It is not federal, and the book gets into these banking documents where the national banking associations would brag to each other about how they were going to enslave us and how they had to buy up the newspapers. And guess what, my friend? They really did do that, and they really did take over, and now we're seeing the final fruits of what this book predicts.
Well, basically, if you understand, if you go to a bank, let's say you want to borrow money for a car, and you want to finance this car, you sign as the lender and the borrower. In other words, the creditor and the debtor. Now, how can you be the creditor and the debtor or the lender and the borrower at the same time? And I started scratching my head, and I went to my banker, and he's pretty honest, and he's a good friend of the family. And I said, you know, I'm not going to mention his name, but I said, you know, Joe, what do you do when I borrow money and I sign it? What really happens? He said, well, what we do is we lend out 90% on this money. So in other words, you borrow $10,000 on a car, they can lend out 90% on that, and they basically take your certificate and put it on a deposit and lend out 90% on that money that you just created out of thin air.
That's called fractional reserve banking.
Exactly.
And the bankers brag. These are in public documents, and a lot of this is in the book. Internal memos between the different banks and each other. It is designed to create a black hole. That is, the debt system is designed so the average person that gets in it, it's designed where you don't get out. It's like sharecropping.
Exactly. Once you're in it, it's like that Roach Hotel that I saw once, that the roaches check in, but they don't check out. So you become part of the system, and now when they pass this new law that you can't file for bankruptcy anymore, it used to have an escape clause that, you know, it's like this game Monopoly, with this guy with the handlebar mustache in the game Monopoly, which is really J.P. Morgan. The whole game Monopoly is built on basically the money system and how it works. You buy a house, you buy a hotel, you go to jail, you're out of jail. The whole thing basically is a game of the economy. And at the end, when you lose your hotels and you lose your home and you lose all your money, who winds up with all your money? The guy, the banker, that's the banker in the game Monopoly. And people still don't catch on. And I always explain how, for example, the IRS works. I use an example as a lake. And you have a river that flows into the lake, it feeds the lake. Well, if there isn't an outlet, the lake could keep rising and rising and rising, so you have to have an outlet. So if you can control the amount of water that flows into this lake, and you control the amount of water that flows out of the lake, you can control the level of the lake. And the lake is the economy. So you can either raise the level or you can lower the level, and the river flowing in is the amount of money that's printed and put in circulation, whether it's electronic money or printed money, and the river flowing out is called the IRS, and it doesn't fund the government at all. All it does is they take the money out of circulation so they can control what's in circulation, whether it's paper money or electronic money, so they can control inflation or deflation.
You're right, Mr. Walter, and the byword here, the prime mover here, is control. Again, ladies and gentlemen, they literally print the money. The private banks instruct the Treasury to go out and print the money, but that's only 3% of the actual currency that's out there. Most of it is nebulous. It is a projection. It is a zero and a one in a computer, or it's ones and zeros in a ballot sheet, and so they can social engineer and control with this. And through this book and through other documents, Paul, we know what the banker's plan is, and it is neo-serfdom, feudalism. It is openly to destroy the middle class and enslave us.
Exactly. The whole thing is contrived to manipulate the people so they can basically, if they see that the people are getting too independent, which what is really independence means, you don't owe anyone anything and you've got money in the bank, that's really independence. What they do, they raise your taxes so you can take less home, so they keep you poor, so you have to constantly work harder and harder. Because the people who and they encourage you to borrow, that's why every time you turn around there's another credit card application in the mail.
And everything, Exactly. Everything is this. They want the open borders because the slave labor, basically, again, drive down the wages.
Exactly.
They want globalization. They admit to, quote, create a larger, lower class. They are threatened by you being successful. They are threatened by you being independent. Young people, they got you with your pants hanging down around your ankles, you know, dancing around like an idiot. Meanwhile, they're laughing at you. They want you to be slaves, too. They want you to be fools. Stay there, Mr. Walter.
In the past few years, millions of Americans have made the switch to natural products. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, and essential oils are now being recognized as the safest and most effective products in the quest for good health. Introducing Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste. Vitamir has created unique and natural patented formulas that set them apart from any other oral hygiene products. The folks at Vitamir have blended zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil into gentle but effective products that freshen your breath and fight gum disease. Good health starts in your mouth, and regular use of Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash is a powerful frontline of defense against gingivitis, bleeding gums, and folks with braces or dentures will love that clean, fresh, just from the dentist office feeling. And once you've tried Vitamir, you just may find that no other toothpaste or mouthwash will do. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste today. He'll be glad you did, and so will that special someone in your life. Call 877-817-9829 to order Vitamir oral hygiene products today. Try Vitamir, and you'll feel that squeaky clean sensation others just talk about.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of death. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Developed to support respiratory health, Mucolixir is a new and unique product offered by Allergy Research Group. Mucolixir contains microdose DNA, a novel regulatory or signaling compound which appears to regulate mucus and cilia motion. Based on preclinical investigations and clinical trials, the small amount of DNA in Mucolixir may support healthy mucus levels via a regulatory mechanism. Dr. Albert Dahlberg, MD, PhD, states that microdose DNA does not cause any gene transfer. It is very safe and can be of considerable help to many people. Numerous doctors and patients have used Mucolixir with great results. There are dozens of scientific publications from university research on the use of the synthetic form of DNA for immune support in lung health. However, the DNA in Mucolixir is naturally occurring and is used only in microdose amounts. This novel approach has stunned both doctors and patients. Mucolixir can be found by visiting allergyresearchgroup.com or by calling 1-800-545-9960.
Folks, we're going to be taking your calls coming up in the next segment. And, of course, our guest is fluent on the whole New World Order situation. He can talk about any subject with you. But I'll also tell you briefly how to get the book. We have it at Infowars.com, and I think it's a book you need to have. You know, this weekend I went to see family and I listened to a book on tape about Andrew Jackson. And I'd read about Andrew Jackson. I think he was one of our better presidents. I'm not defending some of the things he did to Native Americans, but I mean, at that point it was toe-to-toe battle. No one knew who would win. I mean, it's not like the images you see in Hollywood. But to make a long story short, Andrew Jackson, on his deathbed, this is a guy who at 13 years of age had both his brothers die fighting the British and die of disease, and his mother die, and his dad had died before he was born. And at 13 years of age, he refused to lick the boots of the redcoat, the Colonel Tavington, the literal character who is in The Patriot with Mel Gibson. That's the real character. Refused to lick his boots, so he slashed him on the head with his saber. Almost killed him, and he still wouldn't lick his boots. You know, this guy, all the way later in his life, after beating the British and in the Battle of 1814, all of that, the president, you know, he's dying in Tennessee at the Hermitage, and they say, you know, what are your last words? What are you most proud of? And he said, I killed the bank. I mean, he fought these guys off. They shot at him. You know, he had bullet holes in him. He had a whole bunch of musket balls inside of his body. They were constantly trying to kill him because he wouldn't let the private European banks take America over. And so just a few years later, a gentleman who was alive during all of this wrote this book. Tell us about the fellow that wrote The Coming Battle.
Well, the fellow that wrote The Coming Battle was what we've got his genealogy and some of his children's children's children sent us his genealogy, who this guy was, and he was mayor of Bluffton, Indiana. He was an attorney. He was an insider with privilege to inside information, and obviously he was a decent guy because he had a conscience and he blew the whistle from the inside. And you know what you just earlier mentioned about the open borders and illegal immigration coming in? See, Mr. Welber talks about that in The Coming Battle, and that's why The Coming Battle is so important. They've done that before. Back in the 1864, what they did is what the politicians were bought and paid for, just like today, owned by the bankers, they passed a law called a foreign contract labor law. And what they did to destroy the inner structure of the American people, not that it would drive the wages down of the American people, whatever they were paid at that time, they thought they were getting paid too much, so they wanted to drive the wages down to bring in slave labor. And what they did is they passed this bill to bring in labor from Hungary, Czechoslovakia, Europe, China, from all over Europe. They brought them in here to drive the wages down, which caused countless labor riots throughout the 1800s that I never knew until I read The Coming Battle. Now, I call that NAFTA and GATT in reverse. What they're doing today is, instead of not just importing cheap foreign labor coming through the border, but also exporting our industry to the cheap foreign labor as well. So we've got a double whammy here. We've got our corporations and big businesses moving to China and India and Mexico, while Mexicans are coming across the border. And, you know, I was just thinking about that this morning. We have illegal immigration in Europe. Europeans are basically inundated with Muslims coming from North Africa and other countries, and that's the result of what you see in France today.
Yeah, France is literally on fire.
Right. I mean, they're all basically, the whole country is basically just loaded with Muslims, and here we're loaded with Mexicans. We got the same problem with illegal aliens. Not that Mexicans are bad. I don't mean to say that at all, because a lot of them are decent people coming across here looking
for a better. The point is that we're 290-something million. There's 6 billion that want to come here. Folks, do you want to live at the standard of an Indian in Calcutta? Do you want to live at the standard of somebody in Beijing, China? Folks, I mean, listen.
Yeah, you know, Alex, what the problem is? Listen, there is no illegal immigration to Russia. There's no illegal immigration in China. There's no illegal immigration in South America. You don't see people breaking into Chile and Argentina and the rest of the countries going there. The illegal immigration is only in United States and Canada and Europe. You don't see illegal immigration in Muslim countries.
No, I know, and that's because we had some semblance of a true free market, and we're being looted, and we're going down.
Exactly. Exactly. They're totally destroying. And NAFTA and GATT is nothing but a smokescreen, by the way, on the free trade.
By the way, Bush was down there. They admitted it was for world government.
Absolutely. What they want to do is create an EU of North and South America. So what we have is a united Europe, like European countries, where Mexico and Canada and United States would join, and eventually with North and with the South America. So we're all one country. And you can't do that because a lot of these third world countries have a third world mentality. They're coming across here. They bring this garbage, this mentality with them. You know the saying, you can take boy out of the forest, but you can't take the forest out of the boy. This means they take this same mentality that keep the country poor.
Stay here. There. We got a break.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome to RealityZone.com. My name is G. Edward Griffin. When I wrote The Creature from Jekyll Island, A Second Look at the Federal Reserve, I said, we must create an entirely new money supply which is 100% backed by precious metals, and we must do this within a reasonably short period of time. I'm now pleased to inform you that the Liberty Dollar Organization has done precisely that. The Liberty Dollar is 100% backed and redeemable in gold and silver. So, if you want to make money and protect your purchasing power, I encourage you to visit the Liberty Dollar at www.libertydollar.org or call 888-421-6181 to find out about getting a free copy of The Creature from Jekyll Island. That's www.libertydollar.org or call toll-free 888-421-6181.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22 ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Quite a while. Your calls are coming up here in just a few minutes. It's great to have Paul Walter on with us, and you know, I think Paul's another example of somebody who found out about the New World Order, republished this book, started a website, got a lot of great writers, and reaches millions of people every month with newswithviews.com. I mean, that's what you can do. Become the media. Take action. Support the alternative media. And before we go back to our guests and your calls, I hope you will go to infowars.com and go to our secure online shopping cart and get this new book, The Coming Battle, with a foreword by Paul Walter and his wife, Lorraine Walter, a great foreword, 360-something pages long, lost for over 100 years, and now read for the first time in almost a century the book that documents how and why our national debt was deliberately created by our elected representatives and how the banking money power. The Coming Battle, first published in 1889, is the chronological history of the usurping of every American sovereign rights by the unseen money power and their agents. And it goes on and on. Read how recessions, depressions, and panics are created at will and how the stock markets are manipulated for power and gain. It's like Enron, folks, with fake stock trading. It just wasn't even real. Fake computer systems, fake screens, whole fake trading centers with Congress getting tours. I mean, it's just fake. Read how the manufacturers, with the backing of the money power, imported cheap foreign labor, resulting in countless labor riots. Read how the money power took control of the influential colleges and universities in the United States. This is a mayor, an insider, blowing the whistle in 1899, and then you read it and it's all come true. See, that's the real test of information. What we talked about 10 years ago, unfortunately, has happened. Well, what this guy talked about 105 years ago has unfortunately happened. Read how the money power created starvation and suffering in a nation of plenty and how small family farms are set up for foreclosures. Read how silver was demonetized by the money power. And it goes on and on. Read how the banking money power fleeced the treasury of our gold and silver and replaced it with worthless paper money. Read how legislation was signed and passed into law pledging every American citizen as collateral for the repayment of all foreign debts in gold and silver. And folks, this is an important book to really understand. This isn't some hindsight on the Federal Reserve. This is before the bankers even got it rammed through. I mean, they killed presidents over this. They fought presidents. They constantly tried to get this. Burr basically took out Alexander Hamilton for trying to push this through. The Republicans did. Against the Federalists. I mean, this is the battle. This is the ongoing battle. You know, not just the coming battle. The battle is now. The battle is here. We're coming to the flashpoint, the critical mass now in all of this. Also, we have Tex Mars' new book, weighs 3 pounds, over 1,000 photos and documents, and it is over 600-plus pages long, $35. This one's 19, Coming Battle, because it's a phone book. And you will know the language. It'll be like you learn French or Italian or Spanish. You will understand all the secret society languages and the corporate symbols that these, quote, private intelligence agencies, that's what these secret societies are, use to control you. And it goes part and parcel with this. We're now carrying that book. Don't forget my new film, Martial Law, 9-1-1, Rise of the Police State, 3 hours long, details of the globalists carried out 9-11, the latest police state developments, and the globalist master plan. And we've got discounts on some of the DVDs right now, as low as $5.95 a piece. Get all three of my latest DVDs, Road to Tyranny, Martial Law, and American Dictators for $44.95. That's a $25-plus savings off the regular price. Those are the type of specials we have right now at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You can also call toll-free to get Martial Law or Codex Magica or The Coming Battle, and that's 1-888-253-3139. Or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And don't forget your purchase of books and videos. Don't just support us. They support the other organizations that we get them from. And it makes this broadcast possible. And so that's how you donate to us. That's how you keep us going. If we get more support, we'll get more people in here and do an even better job. Right now, I am overworked, folks, and I really do need more of your support. But you know, it's our entire society. We've just got to get in there. We've got to fight these people toe-to-toe. We've got to just start the fight, not talk about how big the New World Order is or how powerful it is. You want to see the changes I've seen in the last 11 years of fighting the New World Order. And so I hope you'll get these videos and books. Going back to our guest, and we're going to go to your calls in just a moment, Paul Walter, editor over there at newswithviews.com. Paul, I mean, 10 years ago, I guess, when you started getting involved or filming in, when did you wake up to the New World Order? Did you envision you'd be running a website with millions of visitors a month? Did you envision that you know, you'd get this deep into the fight? And are you now seeing people become more receptive than they've ever been? Those are the questions.
Well, I would say I always knew something was wrong because I was very intuitive and very astute, and I sensed that something was wrong. I couldn't put my finger on it. exactly what the problem was. I kept reading and reading and reading and searching until I found it. And by the way, before we go off the air today, give me a few minutes and I'll explain something new that we pulled off today that you'll be able to read on newswithviews.com. And that is, we figured out a way how to bring the Internet to those that are not on the Internet. In other words, bring online Internet to the truckers who are, you know, moving goods up and down the highways across America.
Okay,
or they can get on the Internet without being on the Internet, and I'll explain that to you before we go off the show today.
Sure.
What were you asking me now?
I was saying, are you finding that people are really starting to wake up?
Yes. I would say it started with basically Katrina. And I noticed that the more problems that they are, the more, like the Bible says, the closer to the end we'll get, the more birth pain you will feel. It's like a woman giving birth. And as the more painful the country becomes, the more they start scratching their heads looking for answers. In fact, there's an AP Wire story that I was just reading that people are basically leaving the newspapers because most of them are liberal with liberal slant and lies and in the papers.
Yeah, it's not just that we have the Internet now. It's, because that's been there for years. People are just leaving mainstream media, period. They just don't believe it anymore.
No, they're basically, San Francisco Chronicle is down 16.7% in their circulation. Most papers around the country on average are down about 3%, and they're going to either talk radio, Fox News, or mainly online news is the fastest growing news source right now in the
country.
Well,
let's be specific. Fox is a counterfeit of alternative media. They have to give us a counterfeit. But I would add this. You're talking about the Dallas Morning News and the New York Times and groups being down in the last year.
Yes.
Do you know what newspaper circulation, how far it's down in the last decade?
I don't know what it's down to.
60%.
Yeah, I know the newspapers are hurting all across the country. I noticed with our papers here, locally, which is extremely liberal, and they lie every chance they get, they lie. And what they do now is they take guest opinions of people who don't agree with them, in other words, the opposite views, to give the illusion to the people that they're fair and balanced, which they're really not.
Well, what do you have to say, Paul, your view is on Fox News?
Well, I mean, it's better than CNN. They're not quite as bad as CNN, but I understand that Fox News basically is a mouthpiece for the Republican Party, just like certain websites out there that are basically mouthpiece for the Republican Party, and then there's those who are websites mouthpiece for the Democratic Party. And the reason we're News and Views is up to 25 million hits a month right now. We wanted to be right at the heels of World Net Daily right now. That's how big we've gotten. And the reason we got so big is because we take a view that it's what's right, not who's right. In other words, there is no such thing not all Democrats are bad, not all Republicans are good. To us, the truth that counts,
yeah, it's not
whether it came from a Republican mouth or a Democrat mouth.
Exactly. It's not who's, well, you know, what I say is don't look at what they say, the rhetoric. Go to the actual facts of what they do.
Exactly.
And that's what we do. And, I found in the last 3-4 years people have been waking up, but now that is only snowballing and accelerating. Let's take some calls. Let's talk to Dirk in Las Vegas, Nevada. Dirk, you've been patiently holding. Welcome, Dirk.
How's it going?
You know, Pretty good.
I've been reading Stella Castillo's Powder Burns and also Daniel Hopsicker's Barry and the Boys, and clearly the CIA and other many very powerful people are involved in the illegal drug industry.
Well, I've interviewed people like Terry Reed, who literally, as a CIA officer, was there watching them unload the cocaine, and Bill Clinton, all of them involved in it. I mean, this is publicly known. Even Esquire did a report 4 or 5 years ago where they talked to all these DEA people where they go to the airfield and bust the big C-130. It'd be CIA on board, and they'd be ordered to stand down. The cocaine would just be shipped in.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people in other countries. Of course, there's a whole Afghanistan issue.
But they'll put your kid in prison.
Yeah, well, that actually is part of my question is, when the cashless control grid gets put in place, how is that going to affect the illegal drug industry?
You know, I've thought about that, but regardless, the globalists are putting it in. I believe that they're going to then start trafficking in things like gold and things of that nature, and the globalists will just control the black market in that as well. See, they make money off controlling that black market.
True, but I think with the industry, especially with the prison element of it, we're talking hundreds of billions of dollars per year. one would think that the globalists would have a lot of infighting going on over that.
Well, they're
going
to put loopholes in the system, and then if an old lady gets caught, quote, laundering some creds through her cashless account, she'll get 10 years in prison. But when the government does it and the government minions do it, nothing will happen.
All right.
Let's get a comment from our guest about cartels and the intelligence agencies controlling the predominant quantities of narcotics.
Well, I don't know how to comment on this. I mean, I don't know what to say, you know, but I know that they're bringing drugs in to destroy this country morally. Basically, they're into pornography and drugs, and that is what's going to bring this country down. And you know, how to stop this, I don't know. The only way that I can see to bring this new world order, basically, to kind of reverse the trend, is to basically run for office in your county and city level. You can't make a difference in the state and federal government.
Oh, I hardly agree with that. I mean, most of the power is in the county and the city, but people have, what, 7, 8% turnout for that, and then for the big contest, we'll get a 60% turnout for a presidential run.
Well, what they're afraid of is, see, they can't, in other words, they can implement all this agendas, but if your county commissioners or your board of supervisors or your city council give them the finger and they say, we're not going to carry this out, the whole thing will stop. I know it's hard to take over Las Vegas or Chicago or Los Angeles because the city's too big and too powerful, but you can most certainly take over counties in the rural area, you know, in the rural populations where the counties aren't that populated and aren't that big. And we've done it here. We've got a decent commissioner, and anytime the other two do something that isn't right, he goes on the radio. We got a radio station owner here that is a decent guy like yourself, and we blow the whistle on him. We pack the place at the city council meetings, and we overturn it, and it's working.
So it's a multifaceted, multivariate program. Exactly. You've got to have people that are involved. You've got to have media outlets that are telling the truth and that are allowing the First Amendment, and you've got to have citizens that are willing to stand up. All right. Real quick, anything else there, Dirk?
No, that'll do it. I'm a Prison Planet subscriber and also a GCN Live subscriber, and just thanks for all of what you're doing.
Well, sir, thank you. We wouldn't be here without you. It's so vital. Thank you, and God bless. Let's take another call here. Let's talk to Paul in Ohio. Paul, go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I had two short points I wanted to go over, and then the main reason why I'm calling you. And then I had a short clip I wanted to play of Bush talking about gynecology. It's pretty funny.
Loving on the women, yeah.
Yeah. But first off, I called before and asked you about Secret Evil of 9/11, a short 20-minute clip that you're in, and has Andy Rooney talk about chips, President Bush Sr. talking about the New World Order, also goes over Skull and Bones, World Trade Center 7, the Twin Towers. Really good video. When I called before, I didn't tell you where you can get it. It's at questioning-consensus.com. It's a short video, very informative, has great music. It's perfect for waking anyone up, in my opinion.
And short and sweet. Well, sounds good. What else is on your mind?
Have you ever heard of News for the Soul?
It rings a bell vaguely. I don't...
Yeah, newsforthesoul.com. It's a good radio show, too. Also has a TV program attached to it, just like yours. And I was thinking maybe you should become affiliates with them or have some kind of coordination.
Well, you know, that takes work to have coordination. Everybody wants to coordinate with me, and then if I spend all day coordinating, I'm just having trouble doing what I'm doing and trying to get the work done. I need to get done. But you're here on air plugging it, sir. And so I appreciate your call. Thank you so much.
Oh, wait.
Oh, we lost your call. We already let you go, sir. Thank you. And I don't mind plugs, but a lot of times when it's just plug after plug after plug, in a row, it kind of gets boring in a way. In fact, the secret, if you just call in and plug something, it won't get any hits. If you're wanting to get hitched to something that you've done or others have done, talk about it first and then give us a topic and some information. And then with that meat attached to it, people will then be drawn to it. Would you agree with that statement, Paul?
Absolutely. You know, let me bring something else up since we're here. On March 18, now that's in the coming battle book that the folks will read as they order the book from you, the president grant signed a bill called an Act to Strengthen Public Credit. Did you know about that?
Yes, I did. I read the book.
Okay. It's on what he did is he pledged every American citizen and your property and everything that you own that's of worth of any wealth as collateral for the national debt. That's why they own everything, including your children. They own everything.
And folks, that's part of the record, and those documents and the evidence of that is in the coming battle. And to understand this, that's why we're called human resources now,
exactly.
Not human beings. And this is the feudal serf system, where in Europe, to get banker investment, they would pledge their populations. The IMF and World Bank goes in and says, you've got to pledge your population and their tax paying and their property to us, and we're going to give you this loan. And it's a loan of zeros and ones that the bankers create out of nothing. But what backs it up is our military, which they own and control. Anytime you hear somebody's a big enemy or Chavez is bad or blah, 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 it's really because whether that person's good, bad, or indifferent, they're not playing ball with the bankers.
Exactly.
Let's jam another call in here. Let's talk to Jamie in Kentucky. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, Alex. It's our right to not pay taxes, right?
I'm not going to advise you what to do. Some taxes are constitutional. Some other taxes are not constitutional. And I pick my battles. I pay income tax, but it is a fraud. It is a scam. But now they're going to give us the fraudulent sales tax, but they're not going to get rid of the income tax. They're going to keep that and have both of them together. That's what Neil Bortz doesn't tell you.
Yeah. If Clinton and all them dirty, I guess, they work for the devil, and they'll pay for it one of these days when the good Lord comes back.
Well, trust in God, but tie up your camel, as the better ones say. No, I agree with you. Evil pays in this life and in the next. I appreciate your call. We'll come back with a final segment, maybe jam a call or two in, with our guest. He's Paul Walter. The book, The Coming Battle, The True Story of Our National Debt. Find out how you became chattel slaves in the government's eyes, but I'm not your slave. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Newsreviews.com, but over at Newsreviews.com, they've done books on CD of a bunch of the articles that D.V. Kidd has put together. And books on tape are great, folks. That's why we have George Humphrey's books on tape about 9/11 and about the banking system, Common Sense, Uncommon Sense, and 9/11, The Great Illusion. You can also get those at InfoWars.com. But over at Newsreviews.com, you were telling me about a way to get out there to the truck drivers. And D.V. Kidd's Billions for the Bankers and some of the things that she's promoted and got out there have been very effective.
It is. She read 38 hours of recording in studio to where she takes the Internet articles that are on newsreviews.com and reads them on a CD in a studio. We put that on a CD so when you're driving down the road with a truck or a car, you pop this CD in and you can listen to articles instead of logging on to the Internet. If you're not on the Internet, just pop the CD in and she'll read the articles to you. And when you log on to newswithviews.com, click on D.V. Kidd's article, and she'll explain to the how the whole thing works. So, by the way, we have Dr. Carolyn Dean on today blowing a whistle of how they want to silence free speech to manufacturers who manufacture health products.
Oh, I am fully aware of how they're going after every basic liberty is being savaged right now. Let's take a final phone call here. Let's go ahead and talk to Gary in Ohio. He had a question about the occult, I think. He was unable to get on last week with Tex Mars. Go ahead, Gary.
Yeah, actually, Alex, I was spinning that towards talking about economics and freedom and all that. And I want to say I give out a lot of your DVDs to police officers, cops in the area, because I think they need to see about martial law.
Have you gotten any feedback from them? Or
I haven't gotten feedback. Well, I've gotten positive response when I was handing them out. I haven't necessarily gotten back to them. As, you know, some of them hang up at the coffee shop, and I got to talk to them and see what they think about that.
Well, I appreciate you doing that. What else is on your mind?
I was reading a quote from Goldwater today. A friend of mine brought that up. And politics is the art of achieving the maximum amount of freedom for individuals that is consistent with the maintenance of social order, you know, and I do agree with that. The place, I guess, that I split with some libertarians is they want to eliminate government control over corporations. I've heard that from time to time. And what I see is basically that it's that corporations have taken over, you know, these inhuman.
Yeah, they don't. Of the 100 biggest economies, 44 of them are corporations. So where libertarians get confused is a lot of them don't understand that corporations act as governments, like the British East India Company is one of the more famous precursors to what we see in the modern world. Mussolini said it shouldn't be called fascism, it should be called corporatism. And earlier our guest, Mr. Walter, talked about this iron triangle. The corporations grew the government up, they got us addicted to it and domesticated. Now they're taking the chicken feet away and they're giving themselves government power through the government minions that they've bought and paid for. Now those government minions, our supposed servants, call themselves our authorities and our officials, and we're basically the slaves. Final comment on that, Paul?
You're absolutely right. I don't know what I can add that you haven't said.
But
for example, what they're doing in Europe is we have someone, I can't think of his name right now, that wrote an article for us that's on the guest opinion, how EU, what they're doing is that they're appointing people who are appointed, who are not elected, so people have no control over them, and you can't recall them, you can't do anything. Basically, the whole EU is run by bureaucrats, and they want to do the same thing in the United States.
Yeah, the private corporations set up a WTO or a WHO, then they sign treaties with your government, who they paid off, to advocate and to give over their authority to them.
Exactly.
Thank you so much for joining us, Gary. I appreciate the call. And I appreciate you coming on as our guest, Paul Walter. I'll have to have you on a little bit sooner than 8-9 years.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
God bless you, sir. Take care. Great guy. I hope you get the coming battle off InfoWars.com. Get out there and take on the New World Order. God bless you all. Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.